Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 99. This is the episode that we're going to party like. i5 is the show that covers the latest iPhone news and apps and tips and tricks. It's a lot of fun. I'm Sarah Lane, your guide to all things iOS, and I'm so glad to see you during not only our final double-digit show ever, but also a palindrome. Number one. All right, so how many of you are enthusiastic sellers on eBay? Show of hands. So I'm not. I'm kind of unorganized about things like that, and I feel like you have to be kind of organized to have a good running thing on eBay, selling items and like knowing when to ship and the whole thing. But eBay knows that there are a lot of people like me, so the company has a new app called eBay Valet. So instead of selling your own stuff on eBay, you figure out what all your items are worth, send them in, and then the eBay valets just sell everything for you. So here's how it works. You take a few pictures of your items, they walk you through it, it's easy, and then the valets send you an estimated price. They give you a prepaid box, then you just pack up whatever items you're selling and you send them in. Valets do all the rest. They list your items for sale on eBay, they ship them to the buyers, and then you get 70% of the final sale price. Now, this sounds a lot like Gazelle, right? And Gazelle is a frequent sponsor of i5, so I gotta give a shout out there. But what eBay Valet does is sell just about anything. I mean, that's the beauty of eBay. The company's smart enough to launch a service like this for those of us who just can't be bothered with all those little details. The app and the service is completely free, and they're getting their 30% when something sells. Not a bad deal for convenience. Number two. Okay, people, I have found it. I have found the stupidest messaging app in the world. It's the kind of app that seems like a joke, but it isn't a joke. What it is Yo. It's called Yo. You connect with your friends on Yo via your address book, and then you send them just one simple message. Yo. That's it. Just Yo. What does it mean? Well, please allow me to read the developer notes. Yo is a single-tap, zero-character communication tool. Yo is everything and anything. It all depends on you, the recipient, and the time of the Yo. Want to say good morning? Just Yo. Want to say, baby, I'm thinking about you? Yo. I've finished my meeting. Come by my office. Yo. Are you up? Yo. The possibilities are endless. We don't want your email, Facebook, there is no search, no nothing. Just Yo.
Yo.
Again, that was literally verbatim from the developer notes. I'm a big fan of the word Yo, and I do like the simplicity of the app. But what if my Yo means, hey, my meeting's over, and the recipient thinks I'm saying, baby, I'm thinking about you? That's gross. Not enough context. I'm going to stick with, you know, simpler types of communication like Snapchat and WhatsApp and Facebook Slingshot. Thank you very much. But you go ahead and Yo to your heart's content. Apps are getting really weird. Number three. So I've been using Fantastical for ages now as my primary iOS calendar. It's right there in my dock, mostly because it's smart about parsing information when I'm typing an appointment in really quick. Like if I say dinner, Shannon, 7:30, for example, it always knows what I mean. But over on iPad today, Leo Laporte has been pretty bullish on another iOS calendar called Sunrise Calendar. We have talked about Sunrise on i5 last year. It was like last February. So it's definitely time to revisit, and it's a really, really good time because the features are much richer. Besides being able to import all of your calendars from iCloud and Google and work and home and whatever, you can also connect to Facebook and see things like Facebook events. Very helpful for me because I always forget to check Facebook for Facebook events and then I'm missing people's birthdays otherwise. But some new apps make Sunrise Calendar even cooler. For example, you can connect Songkick. Then your upcoming concerts get automatically filed into your calendar. That's cool. And they show up and they look different. Evernote support means that your Evernote reminders are now visible in Sunrise, but you can also edit them so it's like a dual sync situation with Evernote. TripIt functionality, this is my favorite, means your upcoming trips get added to Sunrise as well. Hallelujah, because I hate manually adding multi-day trips and flight info and all of that junk. The only thing with TripIt is that sometimes a friend will forward me their flight itinerary and TripIt gets confused and then adds their itinerary to my calendar. But that's actually a TripIt issue, and it's easy to delete from Sunrise. Also, for those of you who don't want to do all of your organizing from an iPhone app, Sunrise for Desktop is now available too at sunrise.am. Oh, and the app is totally free. Oh, I think I might be switching over from Fantastical, in fact, because Sunrise is pretty great. Number four. Okay, who's ready for a new GPS app? Because we don't have enough of those. Garmin has a new app called Viago. Not to be confused with Viagra, because that's the first thing I thought when I saw it, but whatever, it's called Viago. It provides turn-by-turn navigation, but also some cool extras like lane assist. That tells you which lane you want to be in for your next turn. It's kind of the new thing now. You can browse a map and search for addresses, points of interest, and once you've found a destination within your region, you can navigate right to it. The maps use the latest map data available, and they don't take up storage space on your device because they're online. Now, here's what's interesting. The app is 99 cents. That's all you got to pay if you want this. But if you want more features, Viago allows you to upgrade with its premium add-on features. For example, downloadable maps to go allows you to navigate without a data connection. Can be very helpful. We've all been there. Traffic Live provides real-time traffic information with automatic rerouting. Garmin has what it calls the Real Directions Guide. It's kind of its own thing that uses landmarks and buildings and traffic lights to give you a sense of where you're going, like turn left after the clock tower. That can be helpful when you're not really knowing what street you're on anyway. The safety kit helps you avoid trouble with speed and safety camera warnings, at least in the countries where it's legal to do that, and not every country it is. Panorama View 3D shows you the surrounding terrain, including mountains and hills and valleys, and then Urban Guidance helps you navigate major cities on foot or via public transportation. It's actually really nice to have a map app, but that's also a nav app that knows not everybody wants all of these extra bells and whistles, so in-app purchases work pretty well here, I think. I'm probably okay sticking with Google Maps myself, but I just don't use maps that often. I'm quite good with directions. Maybe you're ready, though, for something more. And Garmin has been doing navigation forever, so give Viago a whirl. Finally, number five. We got an email from Allie, who has a duh tip for anybody who wants to put a little oomph into their emails. Allie writes, in the native mail app, if you hold the text and select it, then you can bold, underline, or italicize the text. I discovered it accidentally and just thought I'd share it with you. That's the best duh tip. Saw it by accident. You know, I'm not actually sure that I've ever used this feature. Is it new in iOS 7? I don't remember being able to italicize something. And obviously, you don't want to go overboard with underlined words and bolded words in an email because then you're that guy. But it's nice to know that it's there because every once in a while, I want to add a little emphasis. Good duh tip, Allie. And that does it for this episode of i5. I hope you all had as much fun as I did. Apps, links, all the information you could possibly ever want from this show and others is all at twit.tv/i5. You can email ideas or questions or feedback to us at i5@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 614 on i5 or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next time for show 100 on i5 for the iPhone.